On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Monday, the 18th of February, 2019. Today, Yoko Ono, the Japanese artist and musician who also married John Lennon and basically broke up the Beatles. She turns 86 years old today. Graham Garden, the British comedy actor, writer and playwright he starred in.
Goody, goody, yum, yum.
He turns 76 today. Sybil Shepherd, the US actress, co-starred with Bruce Willis in the TV series Moonlighting, is 69. Juice Newton, the American singer, had a hit with Angel in the Morning. She's 67. John Travolta, the American actor. Well, we all know who he is. He starred in Grease, Saturday Night Fever, and then he had a reigniting of his career with Pulp Fiction when he played the badass Vincent. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He's 65 today. Cameron Willis, the Australian journo, is 56. Matt Dillon, US actor, is 55. Sandra Sully, the Australian news presenter and journo, is 54. Andrew Daddo, you can never know which one they are because there's so many of them. The Aussie TV presenter is 52. And Molly Ringwald, the 80s darling. She turns 51 today.
Don't forget Yevgeny Kafelnikov.
Oh, okay.
The Ukrainian tennis player.
Yeah, how
today,
old is he?
45.
There you go.
It was on this day in 1885 that Mark Twain's The Adventure of Huckleberry Finn was published in the US for the first time.
Classic novel. The first airmail on an official flight was delivered in a Humber Summer biplane by Henry Paquette in India on this day in 1911.
Sounds like a bit of a mouthful.
Not as much as Yevgeny Kafelnikov, whatever his name was.
Yevgeny Kafelnikov. Australia's first beauty contest was held at Maroubra Beach in Sydney on this day in 1920, where the first prize was £50.
And that went to Edith Pickup. Pluto was discovered by US astronomer Clyde Tombaugh on this day in 1930.
Peter Downswell of England. Does the name ring a bell?
No, it doesn't. Why?
Well, his smell might, because he consumed 14 hard-boiled eggs in less than a minute on this day, 1977.
That's disgusting. He must have swallowed them whole.
Yeah, but imagine...
Imagine his tummy. It would have been so gross. And then later, don't be in a room with him. Snow fell in the Sahara Desert on this day, 1979.
And one of the funniest guys on the planet, Ricky Gervais. Of course, he starred in The Office and it made its Australian debut on TV on this day in 2003.
I really like the Steve Carell version as well.
Do you prefer it?
No, I think they both have their own stamp.
I just go the original.
Cool. And that's on this day for Monday, the 18th of Feb, 2019.